I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Hey, yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot. I'ma get a scholarship to King's College.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Second Shot Podcast, where we give shitty things a second shot. I'm George Dunn.
I'm Devin Newsom.
How's it going, Devin?
Hey, what's up, George?
The sky.
Oh, no.
It's a very blustery day today.
It's the sky is up and sideways everywhere. It's so windy.
Yeah, I'm really worried we might lose power again while recording this. It's going to be great.
If we do, then, it's just a picture in history right there. We captured a moment. It's candid.
It's a picture in history that will never be recorded, just like pictures.
It's an audio picture.
that won't be recorded. I don't think you understand how power works or podcasts.
I thought this was just like broadcasting over the airwaves.
It's exactly like that.
Yeah, so the wind blows it farther.
Yeah.
I was
taking a drink of water there, yeah. I wasn't pausing for dramatic effect. So how have you been? How's your week been?
It was a decent week. I saw Logan yesterday.
Oh, yeah. What'd you think?
It was so good.
Oh, yeah.
It was amazing. It was really long, and it was, it didn't feel super long. There was, like, a couple parts where I was, like, getting tired because I saw, like, the 10:10 showing. It was, like, almost 1 o'clock
mm-hmm.
by the time we got out of there. But, there was humor to it. There was it was a sad movie. It wasn't too... Like,
it's so sad, man.
It wasn't dreadfully sad throughout the entire thing, but I mean, by the end, you're...
It's gory as fuck, man.
Like, oh, it definitely is.
I kind of love and hate it. Like, there's part of, like, I mean, I love the movie, but it takes full advantage of its R rating, and I think that's where my love-hate relationship comes with it.
Okay.
I like how violent it is, because it feels fitting, and I like the swearing to an extent. But there are times where it feels a little bit out of place, like Professor X, like one of the first things he says is like, fuck you, Logan. I'm like, never gotten to that point ever in his series. And like,
I mean, when he was younger, he was more of like a little bit of like a party guy.
Yeah, like, that seems like more of a place where he would be saying, fuck you, Logan.
Yeah, but this is a guy who's like, his brain is deteriorated and mm-hmm. he's at his primal state.
Yeah, I like that, because it seems like it's like a, I mean, there's not necessarily anything to support this, but it seems like it's an alternate universe, or even like a what-if story.
Okay, yeah, I can see that.
But I like giving him a degenerative brain disease, I think. Spoilers, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm tired of doing spoilers. We didn't do them anyway, but...
This isn't going to come out for like.
Yeah, it'll be out for. Released. Logan will have been out for about a month
if
now.
If you haven't seen it by now, fuck you.
Yeah, if you're worried about spoilers, and I get it, you don't have time, whatever, but just pause it or skip over the intro. I'm not going to be upset. I'll be a little bit upset.
Let's do all our spoiler warnings after the spoilers.
Yeah, we'll have a spoiler warning after the Billy Joel song. spoilers for Billy Joel. But yeah, I really liked it. I thought, I can't remember the bad guy's name. With the robot arm. I really liked him.
Yeah, I forget his name now, too.
It was a little weird. Like, it got a little too comic booky for a movie that was trying to be very un-comic booky for a lot of the movie.
Yeah.
Like, when it got to X-24.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked the X-24 thing for the most part. I thought it was a little cheesy, but I dug it.
Yeah.
I'm always up for some cheese. Yeah, I really dug it. I loved the ending. I thought it was so fitting for a 17-year, for a guy who's been doing this for 17 years.
Yeah.
To end it that way.
Yeah, it definitely was.
I got close to crying. I thought I would actually cry a lot during it, but I didn't. I got close where I felt really bad for Xavier and even for Wolverine.
Yeah.
But it never fully brought me over the edge. I think if I see it again, I'll probably cry. But
it was almost like you were put into Wolverine's head, like how he didn't want to cry like the whole time. It was just more a lack of like being numb to this crazy world they now live in. And then by the end, when he was fighting off tears.
Yeah. And, oh, boy. When spoiler alert, when they bury Xavier, that's when I was like, oh, That was rough because it's such a.
People are going to have to be quick on that pause too. By the way, spoiler alert: Charles Xavier dies.
yeah, fuck you guys. No, I. The scene before that, when he spoiler alert dies, the monologue he has, where he's like, "This is such an amazing day, such a perfect day," and all this. I'm like, oh, it's so sweet. Like, yeah. You know he's going to die there. I mean, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah. I didn't know he was going to die right there. I knew at that point, I was like, they're setting it up to have him die, like, the next day or something. I didn't know it was really? Going to be that quick.
Yeah, I kind of saw just the way it was shot. Like, the way... Because for a minute when Logan comes in the room and he starts talking to him, I'm like, okay, it's not Logan. And they show his face, and I'm like... Yeah, I don't think that's Logan still. It just looks like a guy who looks like Hugh Jackman. And I was like, no, it's just Hugh Jackman with different hair. And it's like really weird and jarring to look at. And then it happens and it's like, ooh, it's so rough.
Yeah.
But yeah, go see Logan. We highly sorry about the spoilers and we recommend it.
We haven't talked about it yet. We just had to talk about it.
Yeah, cool. I was supposed to go see it with you last night again, but I didn't. Because I watched the rest of the OJ documentary.
Oh, yeah,
at ESPN one, nice. Which is super fucking
good. I hear that's good.
Yeah, it's long. Fucking 9 hours long, but goddamn, is it good.
Dude, 90s.
What?
We're getting back into the 90s here, like...
Well, yeah, the most interesting and, I guess, depressing part of it is how cyclical everything seems. I'm assuming people can hear that. That's weird.
Yeah,
but it seems how cyclical everything is, just like in just like race relations and police brutality and how depressing it is. Because it's about 20 years ago, a little over 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And
a little bit longer than, like, Hugh Jackman has been playing Wolverine.
Yes. There's a direct correlation between police brutality and Hugh Jackman's Wolverine.
That's true.
Yeah, but it was it's super interesting, and it brings up a lot of real, like, I didn't know very much about the OJ case other than the broad strokes of, you know, he got off and he obviously did it. But other than that, like, it was super fascinating to me.
Yeah.
I
gotta watch it.
Yeah, it's on Hulu. I definitely will watch it. Well, anything else this week you want to talk about? I mean, I just want to get into watching this wonderful Tom Cruise film, Edge of Tomorrow, that I am suggesting again.
It's called Wonderful Tom Cruise Film, Edge of Tomorrow?
It also has three other names, so yes. I mean, because the theatrical name is Edge of Tomorrow. It was originally called All You Need Is Kill. And then on Blu-ray, it was titled Live, Die, Repeat.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
That really frustrating. Like, everybody's like, I was looking for it yesterday. I was going to go buy it on Blu-ray, and I was looking for it. I'm like, I don't see Edge of Tomorrow anywhere. I'm like, oh, I got to go fucking look in the L's for Live, Die, Repeat. yeah, I'm very excited for Sam to watch this because she does not like Tom Cruise as an action star.
Okay, so.
I don't want to speak for her, but we'll get into that
Sam
later.
D.
Yes, Sam D. Matasso. Or as I like to call her, Stephanie DePasta.
That name's better.
Yes, it's saved in my phone. Well, yeah, I guess we'll just get into it. I don't really have anything else to say before we get into it, so.
Now let's watch it.
Cool, let's do it.
Show me the movie.
We'll be back.
Get it.
No, I got it.
The general will see you now.
Thank you.
Operation Downfall.
The entire might of the UDF, invading from France, the Mediterranean, Scandinavia, relieving pressure on the Eastern Front, allowing the Russians and Chinese to push the enemy back.
We all meet in the middle, exterminating this mimic scourge along the way. A lot of good soldiers are going to die tomorrow, Major. You know, when the smoke clears and the body bags start coming home, people tend to look for someone to blame, someone like me. Ideally, I'd prefer a different scenario. Please.
A best-selling memoir, perhaps. Maybe a career in politics?
Off the top of my head, I would go with the sense of manifest destiny. Rags to riches, rapid rise through the ranks, born to deliver us, and the people. Well, they love that sort of thing.
You misunderstand, Major. I didn't ask you here to sell me. I want you to sell the invasion.
Okay.
You ship out for the coast in 1 hour. Your camera crew is standing by. You'll be on the beach with the first wave.
I'm sorry, the first wave, the beach, you mean the front?
France! Satellites show minimal enemy movement on the coast. Little resistance. Little excitement, something to tell your grandchildren.
Well, I appreciate the confidence, General. Yes. I do this to avoid doing that. I was in ROTC in college. The war broke out. I lost my advertising firm, and here I am. You know, I do what I do, and you do what you do. But I'm not a soldier, really.
No, of course you're not. That's why I'm embedding you with several hundred thousand men and women who are.
While it is an honor, General, I'm afraid I'm gonna have to decline. Can't stand the sight of blood. Not so much as a paper cut. sitting here thinking about this, a couple of names come to mind that I feel I could recommend to you. It's
not an offer, Major. It's an order.
General, I am an officer in the United States military. You don't even have the authority.
I have spoken to your CO. You are now under my command. You will retain your present rank, of course. My secretary has all the details. Do a good job, Major. Good luck. You are dismissed.
All right, and welcome back, guys. I'm going to open a beer real quick because I'm a professional.
On the job.
Crack of the Pabst. Crack of the Pabst. Crack of the crack.
Crack of my ass. Crack of my Pabst.
We just finished Edge of Tomorrow, the classic Tom Cruise film, the classic Doug Liman film, the classic co-written by Christopher McQuarrie film, Edge of Tomorrow or Live, Die, Repeat or All You Need Is Kill.
What is the requirement to become a classic? Like, how many years does the movie have to be out? It's only been like 3 years.
It's pretty much I have to like it.
I feel like there's like a...
It's been 3 years.
Yeah.
Been 3 years or so. I think it's one of his better action movies. We'll get into that in a minute, but we'll bring in our very, very special guest from a wonderful podcast where she tries to get people to join cults.
Clubs.
Mm-hmm. Culture clubs.
You slipped into your U2 voice, your Bono voice there for a second, by the way.
Yes. Hello. Hi, I'm Bono. I didn't say your name yet, so hi, Sam.
Hi. Hi, hello.
Hi. Ooh, that was loud. Hi.
I got excited.
How are you?
I'm good.
That's good.
I can't wait to start edging until tomorrow.
Oh, I've been edging for a week.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Saw Logan. I've been edging all week.
Been waiting for this perfect one.
I've been waiting for this edge all my life.
I watched this...
Come on.
...video of... Hugh Jackman doing the sound effect voiceovers.
Oh, it's so good.
It was great.
Fun. I liked it a lot.
I like that he stopped and smiled.
Yeah, like it wasn't completely staged. Like he didn't know there was going to be a camera.
So, Sam.
That was really good.
Oh, that was
so
a good
scared. Everybody in their car, all four people in their cars listening to this, are going to be like, oh no, there's a Wolverine.
Wolverine's here.
So, Sam. You don't like Tom Cruise, is that right?
No.
Not at all?
I love War of the Worlds.
That's
a weird one. See, okay.
I love it.
I've
been trying to find someone to do that because I've been looking for an excuse to go back and rewatch it.
Oh, I wish you would have said.
I wish you would have told me you like World of Worlds. I know people don't just outright say like, "Oh, I like World of Worlds," because it's kind of a shame.
When he looks in the mirror and he wipes all the ashes off of him.
That Tim Roth scene is amazing in the basement. It's great.
So good.
I didn't like it when I was a kid, but I've been hearing a lot of really good things about it recently. So I've been looking for a reason to rewatch.
I liked that one, but that's not his best one to me. Like that's
no by
your favorite by him.
I love Interview with a Vampire.
That's pretty good.
Okay.
Magnolia is my favorite movie of all.
You know, I've never seen Magnolia. I love PTA, and I've never seen Magnolia. I know.
Steal Magnolia.
I only have it on VHS, so you can borrow it. I don't
steal movies, Devin.
Oh, my God. Steal them. I steal so many.
Steal Magnolia offline.
And watch Steal Magnolias.
Yeah. Never seen that either.
Oh, my God.
You should steal Magnolias.
You should stop telling me what to do.
That is a good name for, like, an improv group.
Steal Magnolias.
Mm-hmm. Stolen Magnolias. Mm-hmm. So, I chose this movie because I feel I chose Edge of Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
A few reasons. I think this is very easily digestible. Because I was debating between this and Mission Impossible 4. And I feel like there's a lot of... Mission Impossible 4 is more of an uphill battle on that one because it comes with a lot of preconceived notions. But also, this one, it's a standalone movie. It has aliens.
Mm.
It does feel like a video game.
Oh, mm-hmm. God, yeah.
Felt like a lot of things.
And I thought that would be that would appeal to you in a very strong way.
Yeah.
And it's just a fun, quick movie. You know, like, I think you can watch it, and there's aliens and shit. Like, there's nothing in this movie I don't know what you can love about it, you know? Yeah. So, what did you think?
Well, obviously Mission Impossible would have had way too much lore. It would have been too much for me to catch up.
You would have been
on.
Like, why is Ving Rhames in this one?
I love Ving Rhames.
He's so great in them,
Have
too.
You ever seen the movie Baby Boy?
He's always
Boy?
Wearing a fedora. Baby Boy? No, mm-hmm. I've never seen that. That's with Tyrese?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've never seen it.
There's a scene where Tyrese can overhear his mother having sex with Ving Rhames, and he does this fun hop across the floor.
I feel
while
bad for anybody who
her.
Has sex with Tyrese. Ving Rhames.
Everybody who has sex with Tyrese is very lucky.
Yeah, anybody, especially in Baby Boy era when he didn't wear a shirt.
I thought you were going to insult Tyrese's mom. I was like, whoa, George, that's
I don't know
line.
Who she is, so I've never met her. I don't insult people's mothers.
She probably was pretty good at sex back in the day. Maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
Taraji P. Henson.
Is, oh, was it her?
Yeah. No.
Oh,
no,
it's like, that seems
mom.
A weird like age
that's
difference
his love
because
interest.
They're like the same age.
And my favorite quote from the whole movie is, "Let me smell your dick."
Oh, was that from that movie?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was from a song. That's a song.
That was from that song. That one.
Yeah, that's from
like
the 90s, right?
Oh, no, it's definitely...
I don't think it was the 90s. It was like, wasn't it like...
Late 90s, I thought. I don't know. I don't know
the song
that well.
It was like early 2000s or something.
I always sing that song, but I don't think I've ever actually heard the whole thing.
Yeah. I don't know which it borrowed from, but she was very angry when saying it.
Taraji.
Yeah, it was very accusatory.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, back to what you were thinking
about.
Talking about Baby Boy. Hey, welcome to the Baby Boy podcast.
Oh my God, I could talk for
all
days.
Baby Boy all day.
I'm a baby boy.
Baby boy.
Nope.
My baby penis.
Do Baby Bono.
Oh, Baby Bono. Yeah, little Baby Bono.
All right,
we'll see you guys next week.
Yeah, sorry. We're getting off track here. Let's go back to...
So what do you think of Tom Cruise's Groundhog's Day?
What do you think of Tom Cruise's 51st Dates?
I was really thinking, I think this movie could only be better by 311 covering The Cure.
Mm.
That's the only way I could think of this movie could be better. That joke... threw out and dropped right on the floor.
I think it just needs time to simmer.
like 311.
I don't want to say I didn't like it because that would be completely and 100% not true.
Mm-hmm.
I had so much fun watching it.
It's a fun movie.
But I was laughing at it the entire time.
Like, yeah, I mean, that's part of its appeal. I mean, it's fun. It's a blockbuster. It's like most of Tom Cruise's action movies, though. They're goofy.
But it's like a movie, if I knew it was on, I would scoff. I'm like, oh, pff, this movie?
Yeah, but then you have an excuse to sit down and watch it.
I mean, the same could be said about Kangaroo Jack.
I've seen Kangaroo Jack in theaters. What
oh,
are you trying to
Jesus
say?
Jesus Christ, George. Why do,
I was
you
13.
Need to start
you
respecting yourself.
I was 13. I ain't even kissed a girl yet.
Oh, God.
13?
All right.
Yeah. Are you making fun of me for that trumpet player?
Hey, I was perfecting an art. You were watching a shitty Anthony Anderson movie.
I don't know what's shitty about that. Devin had his first kiss at eight.
What are you saying? Is Scream 4 shitty?
Scream 4 I've never seen and will never watch.
Who would? God, George.
I liked it. It was fun. Better than 3.
That being said, I love this movie, Edge of Tomorrow.
Yeah, you liked it?
Yes.
Have you seen it before?
I felt like I was talking through all of it and you were trying to enjoy it.
No, I've seen it before, actually. I watched it, it was on HBO, I think a couple years ago, or like a year and a half ago or something, and I thought it was going to be like shitty Jack the Reacher.
It came out right after Jack
Where
Reacher.
Where is he reaching? His arms are so long.
Oh, man. He's such a tiny man. He's always stretching. He's always reaching
for something.
This came out right after. I think this is his follow up to Jack Reacher, which came out in like December or something.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be terrible. It did come out next. There's Jack like Oblivion Reacher, also.
Yeah, Oblivion sucked.
Not the game.
No. It's the guy who did Tron Legacy. It had Morgan Freeman in it. It's like Tron Legacy where it looks really good, but it's a piece of shit movie.
There's remakes that I don't want to subject myself to.
Yeah, Tron Legacy isn't a remake, but it's just unnecessary. It's
a sequel. I mean, Tron.
Tron sucked too, though. Whatever. Jack Reacher is directed by, written by Christopher McQuarrie, who wrote this movie. Mm-hmm. Who then went to direct the newest Mission Impossible movie, which is the other one I was going to suggest, because Mission Impossible 5 is fucking great, too. It's honestly, like, I was surprised at how much better it was than 4, which is hard, because 4 is awesome.
I think I've only seen up to 3 on those, and they're coming Three's out with good. A 6th,
yeah.
Aren't they?
Yeah, because 5, like I said, 4 and 5 are probably the best ones of the entire franchise. 3 is really good. I don't need to keep talking about Mission Impossible, though. I could talk all day. So you did you like it again watching this?
Yeah, it was enjoyable again. It was funny. Mm-hmm. I laughed at a lot of parts. It's fun just like seeing somebody get murdered over and over.
Yeah,
I think.
Well, that's the one thing. This is the first, and as far as I know, only movie Tom Cruise has ever died in.
Really?
Yeah, he's never died in a movie before. Try and think of one.
Well, his consciousness didn't really leave. He's still...
In the strictest terms, he's never died in a movie.
Wow. He didn't even shoot a gun in the first Mission Impossible movie.
That's probably true. I haven't watched the first one in a long time, but I mean, I don't think he... Does he shoot a gun in any of them?
He definitely dies in Cocktails.
Cocktails? Yeah, he dies of alcohol poisoning.
He spins that bottle so hard and it gets
him. He spins it and he does a splits and he can't get back up. The bottle hits him on the head. He dies of concussion.
He's technically undead in Interview with a Vampire, so I don't know.
Oh, good point.
Nerd.
If you want to split hairs.
I don't.
Okay, you seem like the type.
I wasn't like, hey, we're splitting some hairs and this is the only movie Tom Cruise has ever died in. But if we're really splitting hairs, I mean, this is the only time, you know, if we're talking about his career, he's died a few times. Talk about Jerry Maguire.
Jerry Maguire is great. Come on.
It's fine. I liked it a lot when I saw it, but I feel like it's a little too schmaltzy now.
Well, yeah, but watching this movie, I really like old action movies.
Yeah.
Like I love every Arnold movie. Mm-hmm. I love Conan. I love Predator.
Conan is great.
Yeah.
I was going to start a band, a death metal band with Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to like wear a blonde wig and we were going to call ourselves Thulsa Doom.
I've never seen Conan.
The second one's really great because Grace Jones is in it.
The Destroyer? Conan the Destroyer? Yeah.
And one of the girls is like, hey, Grace Jones, how do you get a boyfriend? Because, you know, girl talk on the road. And Grace Jones just looks at her and says, you grab him and you take him. That's the best line that's ever been said in a movie.
I mean, that's how Abby got me.
Yeah. Because she's smart.
Just grabbed you and took you. You're mine now.
She just saw me at an open mic. She's like, you're not that funny, but you're mine now.
Nobody would ever do that. But I don't know. There's just something about old-timey action movies that they know it's silly. Mm-hmm. It's like watching early Peter Jackson movies. Like, it's so great because they're not taking themselves too seriously, but they're trying really hard to make something great.
Totally.
Overall,
I just think
yeah.
they have too much money. I just think money kind of ruins it.
Sometimes, yeah.
Because then
especially
there's too many
like,
people poking in and trying to... Oh, God. I'm sorry.
Poking at our mics.
Yeah.
Well, did you think that this movie didn't have fun with it? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. There's just such a different feel. Like, it feels so emotionally manipulative. Like, at every moment, they know exactly what you want. When you want it, I don't know. It feels like they're not taking any
chances.
That's
a storyteller doing. Like, it's the kind of the point of telling a story.
No, it's like, okay. It's like watching Tom Cruise being a puppet trying to imitate what a human is like. Because you
well,
know
I mean,
he doesn't really know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
That's part of his appeal, I guess.
Yeah.
Watching this guy who just doesn't understand it, just trying to work his way through it.
I feel like most of the world didn't really see him like that guy until like that Oprah thing.
Well, yeah,
and
until
the Scientology
whatever Batman
stuff
Begins came out. So like 2004,
yeah.
3, something
yeah.
like that.
Like his old appeal was all like Tom Cruise the man. Like,
yeah, mm-hmm. he was like that. He was yeah. a really, you know, attractive actor in the 80s. He was the, you know, the heartthrob who also just happened to be in Paul Newman movies every once in a while. And then in the 90s, he kind of overexerted himself when he was just doing really shitty, you know, blockbusters. And then in the late 90s, he just kind of like burned out. And then Spielberg picked him back up with Minority Report, which is another
oh,
one I was
love
gonna,
Minority
yeah, so
Report.
Good. That's so good.
I love it.
And then he kind of burned out again when the Scientology and the couch jumping thing came out.
Yeah. Katie Holmes.
Yeah. Mm. And then his what was supposed to be his big return was that movie Night and Day with Cameron Diaz.
I don't remember that.
Where, like, I think he's, like, a secret agent or a spy or something, and Cameron Diaz has, like, some information. Pretty typical, but it's supposed to be, like, a rom-com slash action movie.
I hate
it
those.
Sucks. It's really bad. But it was like, oh, he's still got it. You know, he's still, like, he's charismatic as fuck. He can do his stunts. Because, from what I can tell, he does a lot of his own stunts, which is impressive
I
in
think
itself.
He does. Yeah.
And then they made another Mission Impossible movie, which was 4. And they're like, oh, he's running down the side of the world's tallest building, and he's actually doing it. Which, is, to me, I'm like, you're 50 years old, and you're doing that. I don't care what the movie's like.
Yeah.
You earned some props there.
Was that building in Dubai or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one that they couldn't use in Fast and Furious 7 because they already did it in Mission Impossible 4, so they just made 3 of them. Yeah, I don't know. I'm a weirdly big fan of Tom Cruise. I think it's just because I just like movie stars. We just don't like, especially now. There's not many of them. Like we have like people who are famous that are actors, but we don't have like people who are like, oh, that's Tom Cruise, you know, or oh, that's Paul Newman, you know. Like there's not like movie stars. Like we had The Rock. Like, I can't think of many other people.
I think there's a lot of different avenues you can go down with that realm of thinking because there's pop movie stars, and then there's true actors who people who really care about film admire and appreciate. Mm-hmm. And I like... There's a lot of room for movies like Edge of Tomorrow now because filmmaking is so accessible to so many different people. And so many people can make a quick buck because these movies, I don't know, are easier to make, I guess, but...
I think there's still a craft, especially in this movie, though. I mean,
if you're looking... No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm not explaining myself very well. I'm saying so many people want to throw in on a movie like this because it's guaranteed. Just like with how many Transformers movies there
being
are.
Being able to crank out some big, explodey, action-y, alien-y, CGI blockbuster.
It's like too big to fail kind of thing.
Well, devil's advocate here. I don't think this movie was too big to fail. I think this movie was pretty, like, Tom Cruise isn't the moneymaker he used to be. Like, I don't think he's I mean, he still makes money. Don't get me wrong. He's a pole, but he, I mean, there's a lot of people, millennials and people like you guys, are, you see Tom Cruise in a movie and they're like, ugh, you know, you don't see it. And this movie did okay. It did fine.
I don't know one actor who could have been in this to make me want to see it, aside from Michael Fassbender.
Well, I mean, I guess that's another issue in itself. I mean, the marketing wasn't great. Didn't help that they changed the name three times.
I knew it as Live, Die, Repeat.
I knew it as All You Need Is Kill until it actually came out. And then it came out as Edge of Tomorrow.
I really like that title, though.
Yeah, well, that's apparently, I didn't know this until recently. This is based on a Japanese graphic novel. I've never read it. You know, I probably won't. But, I mean, they're like, it's easy to say, like, these movies are cash grabs, but this is a movie that, you know, yeah, it's based on a graphic novel, but it's not based on an existing property that is big. It's not like Transformers, where everybody's like, yeah, Transformers, it's fucking, or Spider-Man, or, you know, whatever. These movies, this movie in particular, no one's ever heard of All You Need Is Kill. You know, unless you're that creepy guy that smells like onions and all he does is watch anime. Like,
but I think it's just a good story and they can take that.
Yeah, and it's a pretty basic premise. It's Groundhog's Day with the war.
I think a lot of the time Hollywood takes ideas from Japan or Asian countries and tries to Americanize it. Because look at the Kaiju movie. What's that movie?
Which Pacific one? Rim.
Pacific Rim. Yeah. Look at how popular that was. And that's just pretty much...
Yeah, I mean, it was...
Mechs and Godzilla's fighting.
But I mean, that's... I think there's a difference between ripping off and paying homage. I think Guillermo del Toro was 100% paying homage to that.
Actually,
to those types of movies.
I actually think Tom Cruise was supposed to be Idris Elba's role in that movie, but he couldn't do it because of Edge of Tomorrow.
In Pacific Rim?
Yeah.
Seriously? That would have been a really weird...
Yeah, I think
turn.
So.
God, Idris Elba should always be the first choice.
Yeah,
yeah,
he was perfect in that movie. I would like as much as I love Tom Cruise, he's not right for that role at all.
No way.
He was so good. I saw that movie in theaters. I loved it.
Yeah, I love Pacific Rim.
It was a cool movie.
But I think. Yeah, I mean, I understand. I understand what you're saying, but I don't feel that movie's the right example.
Power
for what
Rangers.
You're trying. Power Rangers is one, but I mean, Power Rangers is a weird entity in itself. You know, because it is just, it's the same company that made Samurai Pizza Cats, you know, where they're like, they just took a show that they had no English translation for, and they just wrote a show around it. They're like, oh, their cats like pizza, I don't know. Like
they reshot it with American actors, and then all of the monster parts they just dubbed over.
Yeah. I mean, that's just appropriation, and that's, you know, what it's hit or miss, regardless of whether it's quality or not, but regarding its quality... but I don't think this was appropriation or American.
No, but I think that American people run out of ideas and what are those Asians up to? Let's tap into them real quick.
Well, like we went to go see Logan the other day and like I can't think of any trailer that I saw that wasn't either a sequel or based on a superhero that's pretty well known.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, there was Spider-Man, there was Planet of the Apes, you know, there was all that shit. I'm King Kong.
King
and
Kong.
I was excited as fuck
King Kong's
for all these movies.
Good,
yeah,
it's
King
funny,
Kong's going to be fucking
it's
great.
Funny
I
seeing the
Brie
Planet
Larson.
Of the Oh, she, yeah, she's amazing. Which I thought Emily Blunt could have been Captain Marvel.
So she's so good
but
in this movie.
But Brie Larson is going to be an amazing Captain Marvel.
Oh, Brie Larson's fucking perfect. Like, I mean, she can do no wrong by me.
Yeah.
Like, especially after the Oscars, you know, like, oh, God, she's so good.
I was just going to say, it was really weird before Logan watching the King Kong trailer, and then immediately after was the Planet of the Apes trailer.
Yeah.
It was just like, oh, a big monkey and a whole bunch of little monkeys.
But man, how excited am I for Planet
really of
the Apes?
We are really afraid
oh, yeah.
of both robots and monkeys right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
It's the two advanced
Don't get me started
and the
on
two
robot monkeys.
Primal.
I know. Oh, they're going to rip your face off and then...
Beep, boop, That's
so
a robot
scared,
monkey.
I know.
Give me a digital banana.
They transform into like Donkey Kong Mario Karts. Or Transformers too.
That was my Transformers noise with a monkey instead of Sam, you wrote a bunch of notes.
Yeah.
Let's hear what you have to say.
Hear your thoughts.
We'll give you just the forum, and I'll do my best not to interrupt
Sam D.
you.
Sam D. commentary.
Walking out of a helicopter is something I want to do in my life, because it looks real fucking cool.
You got to duck your head, though. It's scary.
You don't have to duck your head. I don't know why people do that. They're pretty high. Yeah. You're not going to get hit. You're not that tall. You're not Magic Johnson coming out of there.
He has AIDS, so it's...
Or does he?
It's HIV. I don't know. Whatever.
I really liked Mad-Eye Moody being the general.
Yeah, he's the best.
Of Britain, because that's how I imagine him anyway. Tom Cruise mentioned that he was only in the ROTC in college, and he worked in an ad firm.
It was a weird setup.
Not a soldier.
Yeah, it's a really weird like setup, but it's like those all those dumb action movies.
Just
like,
to make him seem like a real big coward, so you're really excited he's the underdog.
Well, it's him playing against type. You know, he's usually the tough guy, the guy who runs in first, and he's always running. It's like a staple of his. But, I mean, this one, he's a coward, and he just kind of develops into being...
I feel like there's a couple movies where he develops from an underdog into the hero.
Yeah, but I think this is pretty dramatic. Like, this is him kind of almost parodying himself.
Yeah, it was very Futurama, like, Philip J. Fry when he goes to war and he, like, sucks. Like, every time he died and, like, had that yelp in this movie, like, when his head would get, crushed, like, I thought of Fry in Futurama.
When he rolled under the car. That's probably my favorite death of all. Because they're all
pretty great.
They don't cut away from it. That's like one of the few times they don't cut away, and they're all just staring at his corpse. Like I just in my brain, I just imagine him like twitching with just like bones.
He remarked about how he couldn't stand blood, not even a paper cut, which they didn't really revisit. But I thought
I wish he would have
got
a paper cut in this movie.
And first of all, I think it is very irresponsible for a general to appoint someone who was only ever in the ROTC, no other military experience. Like, I'm going to teach you a lesson. You're going to have to be in this group with these frontline people who are really good at fighting as a punishment.
Yeah.
I've
seen this movie
like basically
probably...
Basically just shoot him right there.
Yeah.
I've seen this movie like 3 or 4 times now, and I still don't understand why he does it.
No.
Like, they never really make any point of it. Which I'm like, okay, again, it's another one of those things you just kind of got to go with. But, like I feel like there should have been some sort of vendetta of sorts. I kind of like the ambiguity of it at the same time. Like, it's like those 80s movies where it's just like, yeah, it just happened.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it is.
Just
like,
deal with it, yeah.
But, yeah, that is a frustrating thing, especially it's like, why? Like, he's just some guy who's been, like, he's just doing his job. Like,
Thank you for making people join our cause. Yeah. Now you're punished.
He's doing his job, and he's doing it well. Like,
basically, sentenced him to being a war hero and getting the girl, because that's what
that's
happened.
True. And a time traveler.
Yeah.
God, the time traveler's wife.
I was so excited for that movie when I saw the trailer. I'm like, this looks really cool. And then I worked in the theater. I'm like, this isn't very cool. This is really boring. I didn't see it, but I watched enough of it to be like, nah, I'm good.
This note says, don't tase me, bro, and I forget what happened in the
movie. Oh, because he got tased when they said arrest him.
Oh, yeah, because he tries to blackmail his way out of serving with a general. Ugh, idiot. R.I.P. Bill Paxton, sassy Kentucky man.
Isn't he great in that, though?
Oh,
like,
my God.
I mean, he's great in everything,
so bad.
But, like...
No, he did a real bad job.
What?
He didn't even have a very good southern accent.
Yeah,
that's
but
the easiest
goofy.
Accent.
I think he's supposed to be more or less a comedic.
He could have been goofier.
He's a comedic character in this movie.
And I loved every time he found the cards under the covers and said, crack my ass.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
It was fun. I like him a lot. I mean, I like him anyway, so he could do no wrong by me. But like,
yeah.
I just watched Twister the other day, and I really liked it, so I can't really say anything.
Please. Don't think I'm disrespecting the memory of Bill Paxton. That is not what I am trying to do right now. But being that this is the first movie I've watched since the news of his death.
It's not the best of his movies, but it's far from the worst.
Yeah.
I mean, I would rather watch Tombstone. I'll watch Tombstone any goddamn day.
Oh, I love Tombstone.
I can't get Abby to watch it. She won't watch it.
Are you kidding me?
She's going to listen to this in a few weeks, and she's like, why aren't you telling them that? Like, I'll watch it. And like, now she'll watch it.
Come over to my house. I have it on VHS. We'll do a double feature. We'll do Magnolia and Tombstone.
That's a long
day. You are going to be at my house all night.
Yeah, both of those movies are like 2.5-3 hours each.
I'm going to get us some Adderall. We're going to power through. It's going to be so
much
fun.
Wait, what about Steel Magnolias?
Oh!
That's a bonus movie. That's if we're ready.
Yeah. Triple feature.
I wrote down War of the Worlds. I love it. Forcing him to do military service, that makes a bad team. That's also what I wrote.
Weakest link.
Eating cards? They've done it before. Like, they were just
done it before.
No, okay. I made this note because, like, they've been caught playing cards before. They should know not to do it.
Yeah, but I mean,
and he's made him eat those cards how many times? They just keep gambling?
Like a parental figure.
I don't know.
But you know you're not supposed to smoke pot, but you gotta smoke pot.
Now go eat all of it.
I wrote a note about Kimmel, the character, who was, like, the fat guy who was really stupid and died a lot. And I wrote Old Mech Jockstrap.
Oh, yeah, that dude was from Game of Thrones.
Oh, was he?
Who was he in Game of Thrones?
He's the fool who gives Sansa the necklace.
I have no idea what the hell you guys are talking
about. The alcoholic one. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. You're so right. Oh,
the black kid is one half of Firestar on Legends of Tomorrow.
That's right. Yeah. He is.
I don't know that one.
It's a DC show.
Oh.
I'm more
Game of Thrones scale.
I haven't watched Game of Thrones yet. I need to.
This fucking jabroni.
I know.
I'm not even going to say anything.
But I liked that he was wearing an old mech and no pants. I wrote feels
like... Yeah, I
like
that he was all tanked out.
Yeah.
He was a Reinhardt.
Yeah.
And then the one time when Tom Cruise just like didn't give a shit if he killed him. Like,
I love when he ignores it. It's so rude.
When he just like loses it all. Yeah, it's great.
Feels like the intro to a video game.
Yeah.
Everybody walks like a little kid in a snowsuit.
Yeah, I love that, the way he's trying to run away and he's just kind of waddling away.
So
this movie's really funny, and I think it's intentionally funny. Like, it's
I think so too.
I think like especially like some of the death gags are really good.
But this is like my boyfriend's dad is gonna love this movie. That's what I think.
Not necessarily a bad thing.
This would totally
Your boyfriend's dad. Does Billy's dad like The Godfather? I mean, like, what's
no.
Okay, that's a
this
problem.
This is a son and dad movie for sure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's like, my dad and I don't get, like, we don't get along in terms of movies especially, but, like, I feel like he would probably dig this movie.
It's a dad movie.
Yeah.
It's a dad pleaser.
I mean, it's fun. I mean, it's a guy movie if you want to boil it down to that.
It's a guy movie. It's a guy thing. I didn't get it.
Hey, break down the wall, it's International Women's
it's a guy
Day.
Thing, Sam.
So.
My next note, Full Metal Bitch.
Yeah, love that was a weird little, like...
Why would they say that?
I don't know.
If she's, like, everybody's ideal fighter, why would they be mean?
I think it's just a military thing. Like, there's, like, yeah, she's a bad bitch. But I think it's kind of derogatory
at
the same
point. That's a female
point.
Rapper thing.
I think it's supposed to be that she's... Say what?
That's a female rapper thing. That's not a military.
I wish they would have had that. You know, bitch. I'm a boss ass bitch.
Did you not catch her? They were calling her the Little Kim of the military?
Oh, God, what an honor. Something Bill Paxton said, these aliens are mean as hell and thick as grass. I don't know what that means.
They're coming in mean as hell and thick as grass. There's a lot of them.
Oh, yeah. Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Please get these right.
George and I are both gardeners.
I'm a big gardener and Tom Cruise fan.
I wrote... I can't believe how old this movie is, and I've never seen any hentai of these aliens. Not once.
Okay, what did you think of the aliens?
Just look up.
They were spooky.
Just look up some Matrix hentai, because they look like the Sentinels from...
Yeah, they do, actually.
Yeah, they do! Yeah.
They look like steamy Sentinels. Like they have like this weird like pulsating...
Another movie Tom Cruise was considered for.
Oh, yeah. Like, a lot of people turned down that role.
Yeah.
And the same Smith. Amorphous.
Like, yeah.
Idiots.
Oh, man. Now I want to watch
They kind of looked
Matrix.
Like campfires with arms.
Yeah.
You know, they had that weird smolder.
Yeah, they got like a... I like the way they move. They're fast and they're
sharp. It was very terrifying.
Like, yeah. I would like... I would shit myself.
Just
if I saw
flailing.
And it's not like they're
terrifying.
The most creative looking aliens I've ever seen, but like, because they look like spiky dogs, you know, like mixed with like maybe an octopus or something.
Dogs are wearing the Dr. Octopus.
yeah.
That would be them.
But they're fast as fuck, and I love it. They're so, and the alphas look fucking awesome.
The
omega
cool.
looks like a fucking little butthole with a ball in it, but like, the alphas look fucking cool as
shit.
It
reminded me of like a Tentacruel from Pokemon,
yeah.
but with lights
a little
in
bit,
it.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
Or
I,
just a flower.
Man, I just really like Doug Liman, man. Like he did the first Bourne movie. He's done a few other movies. Like that, just like he's just really, really good. Chris McQuarrie wrote The Usual Suspects. Like, I mean, he's a very well respected screenwriter and become a well respected director. I just really like this movie, guys. It's really fucking good.
It's a good movie. I tell everybody to watch it.
Okay, you say it's a good movie, but the only reason he's reliving every day is because of magic alien blood. And the only way these aliens can really terraform our planet, which is what they always want
to
do.
Yeah, always trying to.
Typical fucking aliens.
Yeah.
Why can't they just harvest our organs like normal people?
Probe me, why don't you? Buy me dinner first.
Sentence me to slavery.
Again.
And this big flower alien that lives under the Louvre, pretentious much? Jeez Louise.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
They're never going to see me under this big glass pyramid.
They're probably going to be like, I don't really like the Mona Lisa. I think it's not that great.
Go somewhere it's hard to get to. Are you kidding?
All species like art. That's all I'll say.
Except for
our
Germans.
Species doesn't even really like it. And okay, this big flower under the Louvre resets every day. Because why? Because it's trying to learn how to beat us. But then
it doesn't reset every day. When you kill an alpha, it resets the day.
So basically,
right. But then how does it learn how to kill us if it's not resetting every single day?
The alpha isn't not ever. There's like they said. There's 1 in 6 million of an alpha.
So and he comes across two.
There's one. It's literally like a platoon leader or something.
He comes
like,
across two. The one that first gets him and the one the second gets him.
And the second one is in the dam.
Yeah, when he's trying to.
But it was a trap that was intended so the alpha could get his power back. It's not like he. They don't reset every day. They only reset when they lose. Just the same way Tom Cruise did.
Mm. But how do they know when they lose?
When they're losing. I mean, it's like.
Same way Tom Cruise.
Or if an alpha dies, like.
I don't like the way you're explaining
well,
this to me.
Here's,
like, it's a really simple
idea. No, here's
idea.
Actually...
it's a simple movie.
This ties into a problem I had with the movie. It was a little shaky on the timeline thing. Like, I guess all like kind of time travel things are like that. But so like the major one that I was like, well, that doesn't really make sense was... Because like every time he dies, it would be a splitting off of a universe. Like,
well, that's what I was going to bring up is have you seen the movie Source Code with Jake Gyllenhaal?
Mm-mm.
It's Duncan Jones' second movie, David Bowie's son. if you didn't know.
I don't like the way you talk to
people. I already know that. I already know that, Bono.
I think it's Bono.
Well, that has the same premise, but it's on a train, and it's like a terrorist attack kind of thing.
Okay.
And he keeps failing to stop the attack, and people keep dying every time. And the big twist at the end, spoiler alert, pause, is that
one.
Every time they die, they've been creating new universes.
Okay.
And I don't remember exactly how it comes out, but like the last time he does it, he somehow becomes like paralyzed and he just barely survives. And he pulls himself out and he's like, no, this wasn't a simulation. I think it was supposed to be a simulation. And
okay.
That was the thing. And but like all of these universes. So every time he just fucked off and tried to get laid or whatever it was he was just dooming all these people to their death.
That's the case. You're creating a new universe every time. The one part when they like get the thing out of the safe from the one dude from Mad-Eye Moody and they walk out and they're surrounded and they got to give up. She just shoots him in the head right then and there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's going to jail.
Yeah.
Like, she's going to be going to jail for life.
That sucks for her timeline. Like, all these other timelines, like, I guess all the other ones, she just dies.
Yeah, she either dies or goes to jail. Those are literally her only options. Or she never knows him.
It's like, she's the real hero.
Time travel in movies makes me so uncomfortable.
It's usually handled pretty poorly. You only have, like, two options. You can go the primer route, where it's, like, insanely complicated to the point where it's, like, why are you bothering?
Yeah.
Like, that's the only reason you're making this movie. Or you do Terminator, where it's just like, yeah, this happens. I mean, if you can't go with it, like,
yeah.
Like, if you're going to be worried about where it originally stemmed from, then you're going to be lost, and it's not going to matter.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I usually prefer the more Terminator route just because it's like, all right, I get it. You know, it's a story thing. And I appreciate the primer aspect, you know, like the going a little bit more, I guess, like in the same way, like Source Code or your theory of creating alternate universes and stuff. Because it's fun and I think it adds a different layer to it. But I'm more fine with just being like, yeah, it's time travel. It's what it is.
I was actually having this conversation earlier today. I hate when something needs to spend so much time to explain the concept to you.
Because it just shows how insecure it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, I was saying how I hate in video games when you are doing the tutorial and all of the instructions are way too, like, laborious. Mm-hmm. Like, you're a small child trying to learn.
Yeah.
But then again, I hate movies that are just like, all right, you're in the world, explore.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't show you how to do anything. You got to figure it out all by yourself.
Like Dark Souls shit. Like,
it's kind of weird. Yeah, Dark Souls.
There's only those two. There's never like instructions where thanks for the help.
Yeah,
like
Breath of the Wild.
Skyrim's pretty good about that.
That's true.
Breath of the Wild, I was going to say, is kind of like that.
Yeah.
It's a little bit. It's the newest one that just came out with the Nintendo Switch.
Mm. Oh, okay. The new Zelda.
Yeah.
New Zelda. Okay.
We have to save up. We.
My brother got it, so I just go over to my mom's house and play.
That's so lucky.
He got on the Switch?
Yeah, he got a Switch.
I really want to play Horizon Zero Dawn. That's the one I'm
thinking. Well, that was the thing. I was talking to one of the guys at work today. I'm like, I really want to play Horizon because it's been getting really good reviews, but all the reviews I've been reading about how good it looks, I haven't heard anything about its gameplay.
I've watched gameplay on Twitch, and it looks
fun.
Really good.
I don't know this one.
It's a PS4 exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's basically like, seems like adult Zelda. So it's like all the world, all the animals, like machines have taken over the world, but instead of destroying and terraforming, they've created a lot of plant life, and it becomes like basically just a giant forest.
Oh, well.
But all the animals are mechanical.
So they still need to use the resources, but they need to keep the circle of life going. So they've made robots to keep it going.
Yeah.
Like robots to graze and keep all of the stuff pollinated and everything like
that.
That's pretty crazy. And then you're a tribal girl who needs to fight against the robots.
Yeah, you got explosive bow and arrows. And if you have bow and arrows in a game, I'm pretty much in. So.
It's like tribal steampunk. It's fun. It looks so
Sounds
fun.
Sweet.
Yeah, I need
and I really want to play Resident Evil, too.
Yeah, I want to play Resident Evil. I've been looking. Like, I think I'm just going to wait for Mass Effect. I think that's just going to be the one that takes over.
But that's...
That's 2 weeks. I can wait. Well, by the time this comes out...
That's such an investment of time.
Yeah, but I mean, I only play one game or two games at a time. I don't really... Like, I can't stop...
Mm.
Like, I have Overwatch right now, and that's it. I'm fine with dropping that for a little bit. Like...
Me too, but I just wanted to get good.
I'm pretty okay. Good. I mean, how much time? You don't
play
that
much,
though.
Have you played competitive?
Yeah. I'm okay at it. Depends on who I'm playing.
I'm almost level 40, George.
I'm like 27.
Talk to me when you're almost level 40, okay? You don't even know what you're talking about.
What level are you, Devin? Fucking nerd level?
I have never played.
They're coming out with a new
Sam,
guy.
Do you want to be the new co-host?
It.
Oh, yeah. She looks cool.
Arisa?
She's scaring me. I don't like her range and her...
She's going to be so
All right,
cool.
We don't need to get into this.
Okay, I'm sorry. I talk about Overwatch a lot.
Yeah, I've gotten into that too.
I should check it out.
Yes, it's very fun. It's a lot of fun. So, what did you think of the overall story, though? Like, I mean, just on a basic story level, like, as a summer blockbuster movie, which it came out in July, you know, it was the middle of summer blockbuster season... compared to most blockbusters, what did you think about it? Like,
I don't see many in theaters. I usually see a lot of the superhero movies in theaters because I think they're kind of a spectacle, and I like them visually, but not there's no substance. But with this movie, I wrote down car punch, which
there's a lot of car punches in this movie.
Is a really important factor in people seeing.
I saw this in IMAX, so I saw those cars move in full.
I loved it. I love car punch. That is my favorite thing in the whole world.
Beer.
Second pop.
More like sixth, but.
Yikes. Okay. I don't know. I loved Emily Blunt.
Yeah, she was so good, wasn't she?
She was amazing. She reminded me of in Wreck-It Ralph. Have you ever seen that movie?
Yes, yeah. I love that movie.
The bug lady who Jane Lynch played.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She reminded me a lot of her. I don't know who borrowed from who, but I think it was Emily Blunt borrowing.
Did you see Sicario?
Huh.
Oh, she's amazing in Sicario. She's like a subtle version of this.
Ooh.
But I mean, like,
oh my god, and she was so fucking ripped, dude. Oh, dude, she's amazing. My god,
yeah. She's so good.
Get like, out of my dreams and into my car. Why don't you?
They kept using that shot of her, like balancing and like,
and with the weird exhale.
Isn't that
but man? If I didn't get hard every time.
Uh huh. It's not downward facing dog, but I wish it was
upward facing dog.
Yeah,
upward facing
thing, maybe.
Probably. If there's a downward, there's got to be an upward.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would assume so. I don't know. Well, we'll find out. Hopefully we'll be, not hopefully, I don't know. We're supposed to be doing a yoga episode soon.
Oh, boy.
We'll find out about that. I don't know how that's going to go.
It's going to be real titillating.
Yeah, I'm probably going to break my leg.
Who's going to be on, Tabitha?
You know, I can't remember his name off the top of my head.
Oh.
I think it's Brian Wayman.
Is that his name? Yeah. Okay. That sounds about right. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Brian, if you're hearing this. Or Sire, or whatever your real first name is. We got it wrong.
I know it's B.C. Wayman.
Okay. Yeah.
He was on Let the Hate Flow podcast a few weeks back.
Seemed cool.
I don't know. I mean, it's not like I hated it. Like, I wouldn't find it to be torture to rewatch it.
I feel like you had fun during it.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I'm not enjoying it. I enjoy it to mock it. Mm. I feel like I don't know. I thought it was silly.
Yeah, it's silly.
It was very silly.
I don't think you're supposed to take it seriously. I'm not looking at this as high art. I think it's.
That's not what I mean.
No, I know. But like, I think there's a difference between good and bad blockbuster filmmaking, and I think this is an example of good blockbuster filmmaking. In the same way that I think something like Civil War. Or a lot of the Marvel movies are good blockbuster filmmaking. There's hit and miss with all the movies. I mean, there's, you know, you have your, for every Civil War, you have an Iron Man 2. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think in general, I think it's important to notice and respect good entertainment and not, and to chastise the one and be honest and chastise the ones that deserve the shame, like Transformers, like, you know, Batman vs Superman, or you know, whatever, you know, like those kind of things. Like, and I think these kind of movies, I don't think these are movies, like, I recommend these movies because I think they're fun. I'm not expecting people to get a whole lot out of them. If they get some weird, like, I don't know, emotional catharsis out of them, then fine, great. I'm all for it.
There is not an iota of emotional catharsis you could get.
No,
from
but
this
I think the characters are more solid and better written than they have any right to be in this movie.
I'll agree with you on that, but I think there's a big. I didn't feel an emotional pull from anything. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't care too much about any character. Like, I would say about War of the Worlds. I don't know. I felt a lot of emotions.
Well, War of the Worlds is also saying a lot of things.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Spielberg too. I mean, so that's kind of the, you know, he is the example, the epitome of good blockbuster filmmaking because he also makes good art films.
Yeah.
But
if not for this, I would never want to purposely see this movie. And I feel like I actually enjoyed it, and I feel kind of ashamed that I am so hoity-toity about movies that I'll let movies that I actually enjoy go by, but...
I get the same way.
I've been burned before, George.
But, I mean, that's the point of this podcast. That's the one thing, like, you saying that actually makes me very happy, because that's exactly the point of this podcast. It's not me trying to... Well, like, we've also watched Tokyo Drift.
Yeah.
I defend garbage. I get it. Like, I mean, there's more, like, emotional stuff
there. But
there's
something to be said about the Fast and the Furious franchise. It
hits people in a certain way.
Yeah.
And that's what I mean. Like, I mean, I said it on the Tokyo Drift podcast. I started watching them sort of as a joke and kind mm-hmm. of like, oh, in the same way that I watched this movie. I'm like, it's just a fun movie, you know? And after a while, I got to a point where I'm like, fuck, I like these characters, and I don't know why.
Yeah.
But I'm into them, and they hit me in a way.
That scares me. They know us so deeply and psychologically. They know exactly how to play us. Like, you can...
Well, do you think it's playing, or do you think it's meeting halfway? I think after a while, because, I mean,
it's knowing what your audience wants.
That's true. That's very true. Especially Vin Diesel's very good at it, honestly. Like, I think he is. I think he's really grown into knowing what his audience wants, and he plays right to it.
But he is
Why
literally...
Every episode I talk about Vin Diesel. What is wrong with
you
me?
You love him so
much. He's so great.
Much.
I haven't even talked about The Rock, and I love him so much
no,
more.
No, you've talked
about
The Rock.
You did talk about The Rock.
Yeah. Please believe. Are you going to see Baywatch in theaters? If you do, I'm going to really have
I
to talk
will,
to you.
No, I'm
not, George.
I'm not excited about it, but I will. I've seen, like, I still haven't seen Central Intelligence, but I've seen most of his movies, so I can't really say anything. Yeah, Devin, let's go see Baywatch together. We'll do an episode on it.
It's called Second Shot, not First Shot.
We'll do... I didn't like the show Baywatch, so there.
Okay. George?
This movie actually looks fun. Like, I want to watch it eventually, but I'm not going to pay $10 to
look,
go see it.
It doesn't look as hollow as Chips.
Hollow as Chips, a woman he saves from a boat fire says, "Take me now," and he says, "Maybe later," and then throws her.
But that doesn't seem hollow. Chips, it seems hollow. It's a bad joke. I'm not gonna. But in Chips, the trailer for Chips literally looks like they're just exchanging 21 Jump Street.
Because
for
they
road
absolutely
cops.
100% are.
Yeah, but. So is Baywatch, but it seems like they're trying to do a little bit of their own thing. I don't know. I don't know why I'm defending a movie. I don't even.
I think
I'm not
Zac Efron's funny.
I do
Zac
too.
Zac Efron's pretty funny.
I really
I'm not
do.
Lie.
The Rock is fucking hilarious. Zac Efron's
why?
Really funny.
Why?
Have you seen Neighbors?
No.
He's
the only good part of that
Neighbors.
Movie.
He's so fun. Like, seriously, it surprised me.
I don't
it surprised even like, me, but he was hilarious in that role.
I don't
role.
Even like Neighbors, and I thought he was really good in that movie.
I like Neighbors. I'll do an episode
on that.
I feel
like we should have watched
I don't like
a different
it.
Movie
I'll
now.
Watch it again. I heard Neighbors 2 is really good, too.
I've heard not as good things about that one, but I don't know. I should see it.
He is a male sex doll come to life.
So?
That they put in front of a camera.
Why do you say that it's a bad thing?
Because he has no charisma whatsoever.
What have you
He's
watched
so,
of his?
He's so... High School Musical.
Why? Okay. Well, like, I mean, what? Like,
I didn't.
You're gonna base it on that.
I hated High School Musical. My little bro liked it.
Are you gonna say Spring Breakers is a bad movie simply because Selena Gomez is in it?
No, I liked Spring Breakers.
Yeah,
a lot.
Exactly.
But Selena Gomez is fine.
She's
fine.
It's the same. You know, it's the
she
same. You know,
fine.
It's the same argument.
I only like boy Disney stars.
I only like girl Disney stars. We will never get along.
So you don't like JT? Justin Timberlake?
I love Justin Timberlake, and
then,
you know that.
So you can't say anything.
Yes, I can say anything I want.
You don't
want.
Like the Mickey Mouse Club, then? What?
I don't come like on. Ryan Gosling.
That's your own problem. That's a serious issue. You need to come over on yourself. It's like getting off heroin.
Drive was boring.
Thank you. Thank you.
We're
going to
be
Drive.
Doing Only God Forgives in a little bit.
I
but
hate
man, Drive.
Drive.
Maybe we'll just do
Only
Drive.
God Forgives was good the first half.
I haven't seen it. So we're having John Nix on. He loves it. I've never seen it. And Devin doesn't like Drive. So I feel like I'm going to like it. And Devin's not. But who knows? We'll find out. Tune in a few weeks. Well, okay.
I don't like actors that are just mugging all the time.
What do you mean by mugging?
Like they think they're being, they think they're being really deep and really connecting by just kind of making slight faces.
Yeah.
I get
that. Barely talks in Drive. And they tried to make it cool with cool music and cool visuals.
But that's
cinematography was beautiful.
Yeah.
That's the director's
And that thing, opening shot though. Where he like evades them in the parking garage, yeah. That was cool.
That was sweet.
But the rest of the movie, it's like, I don't even remember.
You didn't like
happened.
The elevator scene?
The elevator scene was fine.
The elevator scene's like my favorite movie of the entire, or favorite scene of the entire movie. Like the stark, like the
but
beauty
I just didn't
and the
care.
Just
I
stark
felt like
violence.
I just lost interest and I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I love it. I love it. Like, I'm all about the, like, that's his modern thing, though. Like, recently he just does silent protagonists. Apparently in Only God Forgives, he basically doesn't talk, if at all.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't wait for Blade Runner.
Yeah, I just like
Don't
him.
Don't
even
bring that up.
Have you seen Crazy Stupid Love?
Yeah.
I thought he was really funny in Crazy Stupid Love. I really like that movie. We're way off track.
You put Emma Stone opposite anyone, and she can bring good out of them.
Well, then are you making the same argument for La La Land?
I've never seen it.
Me either.
It's fine. I liked it.
I just...
It's not deserving of Best Oscar. I liked it. It was fine. It's not like... Moonlight's a better movie, by far.
It's just that movie about Hollywood they put in to win an Oscar.
Yeah. I mean, it's The Artist. It's the exact same thing. Where I liked The Artist. I thought it was a fine
movie.
Fuck Birdman. I hate Birdman.
I liked Birdman.
I thought that movie was so cynical. I hate that movie.
Coming from the most cynical person I've ever met.
I ain't cynical. I'm lovely.
How that is the most cynical. Most cynical person would hate the most cynical movie.
That's true.
I feel like I'm
Who do
attacked.
You think you are? I know better.
Batman's a good. He's a good actor.
Yeah.
And then he's playing Birdman and Spider-Man.
Yes.
Vulture.
Vulture.
Is he really?
Yes. Yeah, I was very excited when I heard that. Like, the rumors were coming around as everyone thought it was just a joke, but man.
Nailed it.
Well, do you have anything else to say about this movie before we get into our final opinions?
I'm trying to think.
What do you think of Tom Cruise in the movie? Not just in overall, just in this movie.
In this movie, I can't imagine another person. I thought it was interesting to go with an older man.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Tom Cruise kind of wasn't the first choice.
I could see that. I think it was definitely not written with him in mind, but I think it's a very interesting casting choice. I think it's a very deliberate casting choice. That I think they maybe even said as a joke. They're like, hey, what if we got Tom Cruise? And then he's like, oh, he said yes? Oh, what do we do now? Like, there goes half our budget.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but...
And pairing him with Emily Blunt, just the stark age difference is very jarring to me.
Yeah. I mean, for a 55-year-old man, he looks fucking incredible, though. Like,
pretty good for that old, yeah.
I mean, George Clooney is younger than him, I think.
I don't think so.
No?
No.
I might be wrong about that. But no, because I mean, Clooney didn't hit until he was like, till like 96 or something.
Mm-hmm. After Roseanne.
And yeah, I think they're about the same age then, at least. And, I mean, Clooney looks great too, but he definitely looks his age.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know. There was something about Tom Cruise looking older in this movie. I think it was because of the sheer contrast of it. Like, the lighting was so harsh. And the blacks were so deep in it.
Yeah.
Because
especially
it was an
in the
action.
Interior stuff, yeah.
Yeah, and action sci-fi, which they do that on now, which I like.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, it was weird seeing him still trying to hang. It felt like it's kind of pushing it. I don't know. All the periphery characters were like a video game. They were just like normal NPCs. I didn't really care about them.
They had enough
I can't really remember
to be like,
them.
You know, they're different people, but that's about it. Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like it's not going to be a movie I'm ever going to watch again.
Would it make you want to watch another action movie of his? That's not Minority Report.
I love Minority Report.
It's so good. I'm not saying you can't never watch.
Can we watch it?
I'll fucking watch Minority Report right now.
Okay. I don't know. I'm just not big on action movies of today. I don't think that they're...
Well, maybe I should have changed the subject then. Maybe I should have just chosen...
I liked action movies who had barely a budget. Or like all their budget went to explosions. No, I didn't want to watch it.
I think you would like Dredd. If you like low budget, just trashy action movies. I've seen
like a couple scenes, but I was like,
it's good, man.
I don't like remakes. They make me uncomfortable.
I wouldn't even consider it a remake. I don't consider that Stallone movie even a movie. That one sucks.
Says you.
Says Stallone.
Yeah, because he's really the bar in which we measure.
Yeah, have you seen Rocky?
Yeah.
It's fucking great. First Blood. And Rocky Balboa.
I like Rocky and Bullwinkle.
And Creed.
Creed.
I haven't
Human
seen
Human Clay.
I watched the remake of Rambo in theaters, and I wanted to walk.
You mean
the newest
fourth one? Yeah. I've heard mixed things on that one.
There's a lot of rape.
Yeah,
a whole lot.
That's Rambo's. That's not Rambo's thing. That's like later stuff. But yeah, he's very whatever. Well, okay, we have this thing when we have the subject and the guest on. Would you consider this movie a hit or a miss for you?
Hit.
A hit?
Mm-hmm.
So you liked it enough to be like, yeah, you wouldn't be like,
if someone said, have you ever seen this? I'd be like, yeah, it's okay.
Yeah. That's enough. It's not a bullseye, but yeah, it's a hit.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Devin?
I liked it before. I still like it. Hit.
Devin making fun of my system. That's a miss. I fucking love this movie, man. It does, like, I've seen this movie. Yeah, it's a definite
enthusiasm.
This is a bullseye for me. I've seen this movie a lot, and it doesn't get any worse. That's for damn sure.
Yeah.
It was a pretty high bar when I first saw it. So, if you haven't seen this and you're listening, see it. I mean, and think the worst case scenario, you're just going to be like, yeah, it's fine.
Like, go to reddit.com and look up illegal movie streams, Edge of Tomorrow online.
Or just rent it for like $2.
Be careful with your spelling. You might get a different movie.
Edging Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Which means you're coming all day today.
Yeah.
Well, Sam, do you have anything to plug? Any shows? Any, you know, you got your podcast. You got, you know, your life. You got to plug your life.
I have my podcast, Join the Club, with Chad Weaver.
Chatty Daddy. We need Chatty to have Daddy. Him on soon.
Yeah. He's great.
Absolutely.
He's my sweet baby boy.
He's a man now. He's 21. 22. Mm-hmm.
He is my sweet baby boy.
He's lost his childhood. He's giving it to somebody.
I recently talked him out of getting a tramp stamp of the words Chatty Daddy put on his body forever.
I'm so mad at you for that, too.
Are you?
I really am.
George, this is a human man.
You know, I have a tattoo from a Dan Brown book, right?
Cannot go his whole life having the words Chatty Daddy on his lower back.
Look, the entertainment industry is about branding, and
quite literally.
He needs to literally brand
himself.
He's
not a cow. He's a person with thoughts and feelings.
How else when he gets to LA?
He wants to have real relationships with people. He can't do that if he has the words Chatty Daddy on his body
forever.
When he
gets to LA, and everybody's going to be calling him Chatty Daddy.
Nobody's
going to be calling him like, that. What do we call you? And he turns around, lifts his shirt up, and nothing's there. It's going to be your fault.
What? Yeah,
he
exactly.
doesn't need that, though. He's so much more.
But if he ever goes...
As someone with a tramp stamp,
let him get
please
a pot,
believe me.
Let him get a tattoo of a pot or pan.
Does yours say Sammy Mammy?
Yeah. It's so racist.
He can say
I
it
got
though.
It in prison. I didn't know better. No, it is a tattered black and red nautical star. It's not cool.
It's pretty cool. We got a CC's Pizza joke out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. A lot of people don't have that.
Yep. He always got that to lean back on.
I don't even have a Dan Brown joke out of my tattoo.
I feel like I've heard you mention it on stage.
I have mentioned it on stage, but not as a joke.
As how a, else could you mention it?
Do you have anything else? Any podcasts? Any shows?
I can't think of anything right now. I mean, I have...
You can look it up. We'll cut this out.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I have a message with 21.
From Mandy?
No, it's from Jed. I have Thriller Be Thrilled on the 10th, but it's not going to come out in time.
About 2 weeks.
No, I don't have anything. I've been trying to audition for things and maybe get into improv if I can. I've been kind of trying to do things different from comedy, and I'm trying to start a new show with Chad. We're looking at venues this week and figuring that out. It's going to be called Working Title Sherapy, and it's just pretty much going to be Chad and I being holistic healers for the audience, and they come up and they give us our problems, and we fix them any means necessary.
Well, keep an eye out for that. Is there a Facebook, a Twits, an Insta, a Tumblr?
I am Are You My New Dad on both Instagram and Twitter. I am Zombies on the Brain on Tumblr. That's an old one. And find Join the Club on Facebook.
Yeah.
And iTunes and Podcast Addict and everywhere else and SoundCloud.
Yeah. I was on Join the Club. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
What was I? Some alien sex cult, which is perfect for me.
Do you remember what it's called?
Nice.
No, I don't remember.
Realism.
Realism, yes.
It's like railinerism.
I was really proud of that one, too. I thought it was really funny on there.
You were.
That's condescending, but thank you.
No!
No, I'm joking. I'm just not self-confident.
We know.
Devin, you got anything?
I would like to plug my life. Now until I die, I will be living somewhere in the United States.
What?
Never anywhere else?
I don't...
Not Canada?
At least not... I don't have anything booked anywhere else to live.
Yeah.
To live in for a short period of time. I wouldn't move... Well, I might move, but I have nothing, you guys.
You could have just said no.
Claire's pretty cool. I'd follow her wherever she went.
Yeah, yeah.
Anywhere you go, I'll follow you down.
Wisconsin. Yep. Wisconsin. She's a cheesehead. I'm a cheesehead. And a
cheeseman.
I'm a cheeseman. I'm a noodleman, a cheeseman.
We're just going to add to it. A cheesy
noodleman?
You'll
live in a cottage. Just be a couple of cottage cheesemen.
Cottage.
We'll have a new segment. What is Devin this week?
Mm-hmm.
What? Cheesy noodleman.
Aw. Oh, thanks.
Cheesy noodleman. No, I haven't had six beers, but...
Cheesy noodleman.
Cheesy noodleman.
George is drunk and wants to eat macaroni and cheese, craft style right now.
I want some shaped ones, though. I want some Star Wars shaped ones. Well, just... follow us on Facebook and Tumblr, or just Second Shot, or Second Shot Podcast, whichever one. Follow us on iTunes, rate, subscribe, all that good stuff. If you actually rate us, I don't think anyone's actually rated us yet. please do on iTunes. It helps us get found, so we don't have a bunch of weird old lady conservatives liking our page but not actually listening to our podcast.
Who cares? Free likes,
yeah,
dude.
Free likes. Let people pay for that.
Yeah.
They all seem very nice if one of you is actually a real person. You seem very nice, and I want to be your friend.
Actually, if you like our page, you could probably use it as like a middle-aged mom dating service.
That's true.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Second shot moms. I know you got divorced that first time, but man... The
That's what
time
you should
around.
Change it to. Yeah. You're just setting
divorce
up.
Divorce dating podcast.
Yeah, and you set up two divorcees.
Ooh,
I bet you know some.
Yeah.
They're probably all your parents' friends, but who cares? They're the most interesting people
They're
you
my
know.
Parents. Get my parents a date.
Try to get your parents to get back together on a podcast. That
we'll
would be
call
so
it,
rude.
We'll call it dad dates.
Aw.
Date my dad. Please don't date my dad.
What's that one with Lindsay Lohan and Lindsay Lohan?
Freaky Friday. No, not nope. Friday. It Takes Two.
Nope.
That's the Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen one.
What is that one?
Parent Trap.
That's
you
right.
Parent Trap. Where they so many parents.
Where
back
she
to
pierces
get
her
together.
Ears with the ice cube and the towels.
No, that's tissues. Grease.
No, they do it in Parent Trap too. My mm-hmm. sister watched it like every it. Day for like a year.
I remember that scene.
Yeah, oh, and okay. they screamed.
I remember them doing the secret handshake. That was my favorite
was
part.
Oreos and peanut butter as well. That was a big thing. Everybody lost their mind over. I don't know.
Why?
I don't
it's
know.
Not that big a deal.
Yeah, it's weird. But in the movie, they made it like it was the weirdest thing in the world. Follow the show on Facebook and Tumblr. And I don't have an Instagram for it. I don't think I will. Just follow me on Instagram. It's Makeout Champ. Is it Champion? I don't know. I don't care anymore.
Title Knot.
Title Knot? Is that my name?
Title Knot withstanding to any competitors.
It's...
Has it been challenged?
4 years challenged.
It's like going to a diner where they have a sign that says world's best coffee. Like, they didn't earn that. Nobody's going in and checking. Nobody's rating
no,
it.
No, they do.
Sam, we haven't made out.
Health We're inspectors.
Not, you don't know. I'm a winner.
I think I know.
I have a trophy in my room for
that
it.
That you made
I did
yourself?
Not make it. I
or
did
someone
make
else
it.
Made it?
Did you pay
someone
for it?
Someone else made it. You know who else
did
made
you
it?
Pay for it?
Someone I made out with.
Ooh, who? You made out with the person
I
at the trophy
store? I
would
rather not say her name. I will not
yeah,
kiss
okay,
and tell.
Yeah, okay, then I...
Mostly because I don't want to say her name on my podcast.
Fine. I still don't take it as
Lindsay
gospel.
Lohan? Was it Lindsay Lohan?
I wish it was Lindsay Lohan. I had such a crush on her when I was a kid.
Who before didn't?
Before she got all druggy.
Yeah.
Even when she was druggy a little bit.
Cocaine,
Early druggy.
Early druggy.
Lohan.
Lindsay Lohan Solo. That would be a really good costume for
oh,
Halloween.
Have you seen the pictures for the new Han Solo movie?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Childish you see Gambino what, up in that.
Yeah, did you see what they're calling the movie on set? Red Solo?
Red Cup.
Or Red Cup.
Yeah.
Because of Red Solo Cup.
I got it. I love it.
I fucked that up. All right, guys. We will see you next week. I don't know exactly what we're doing. I can't remember off the top of my head. But we will see you.
Yeah.
And I hope you like
guys.
It.
Yeah.
Smell you later.
Smell you later.
Oh, so farty in here. Because you had to be a big shot, did you? You had to open up your mouth. You had to be a big shot, did you? All your friends were so knocked out. You had to have the last word last night to know what everything.
Hi, friends. I'm Stephanie DePasta. I have a lot of siblings, and I've definitely banged in cars.
Riding in cars with boys.
Riding in cars with men.
Talk louder, because
well.
She's going to be the, hi, I'm Steve. If she has the,
Oh, George. Stop being so disgusting. Oh, Devin. I think you're cooler than George. I love my boyfriend, Billy. I think he is a beautiful angel, and I look like Flo from Progressive. I have a very sassy attitude. I'm a goddamn delight, and people in Cleveland and across the world love me.